welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Warsh. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the effervescent lever of lost voicemails, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Be kind, please rewind.
Oh, that's a good one.
Remember that?
Do you watch the Goldbergs?
No. Like, does that take place in the 80s?
Yeah.
I saw a commercial for it, and I was like, what is this every 80s reference? Oh.
So it's a show that was the...
Is it funny?
Yes. It's a very funny show.
Like, funny or like, oh, I get that that's trying to be funny.
I don't know. See, here's the
thing. Like 90% of all sitcoms, you're like, I understand that that is a joke. It's not going to make me laugh.
Okay, good point. Do I laugh out loud? Yes.
Okay.
I do lull. I will lull from time to time. Have I ruffled? No.
Has anyone ever actually ruffled?
Ooh. Yeah, I feel like an actual like ruffle is like bending over. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like dogs have years of age. I think actual ruffle is like I've bent over and struggled for breath.
But you've never rolled on the floor literally and laughing.
No, but my children have. And maybe that's where the ruffling comes from.
Maybe.
Yeah. By the way, if you don't do it now necessarily, you don't have to do it now.
Unless you're driving.
Please do it right now. If you're listening live if you want to listen live, you can get mixlr.com. It's mix, the word mix, not the letter or the number.
Did they finally add the 27th letter of the alphabet?
We did it.
Mix?
It's mix. It's a combination. This 27th letter is a combination of an M, an I, and an X all smashed together, almost as if to form a word.
Yeah. And it looks like a guy doing jumping jacks.
It's great. It's way
the
better.
27th letter of the alphabet.
Way
is
better
real.
Than Extreme Disney, which I was really campaigning for to make that the 27th letter of the alphabet. But
I was campaigning for the emoji poop icon. So
you wanted that to be like a hieroglyph,
like a 31 alphabet, the 31st.
So that's
character.
In your top 31
yeah,
of letters.
I think so.
How often do you use a poop emoji?
Too often.
Really?
We have children.
So we
have little kids that are potty training.
But do you use it to say like an S word, or do you use it
sometimes
just like a poop?
Yeah, poop.
I feel like, you know what I like? I'll get back to this. So go to mixlr.com. You sign up and you can listen live. There's a free app on your phone, all that stuff. Yeah. And you get an email notification. That's part of the gig, is that you have to give them an email and a password. But the only email you get is that when you go to mixlr.com/gamerland, you get to follow this show, and then you get an email alert whenever we go live. But
most of the time,
our shows will start somewhere between 8 and 8:30, I would guess.
Pacific Standard Time now.
On a Monday. All right. That's would happen.
But we reserve the right to do whatever the hell we want.
Exactly. So don't get upset.
Yeah, do the email.
For those of you that did a test show with us on the Blog Talk Radio, I've now learned that is not what that's intended to do, to be used for, and I don't like it, so we're not using it.
Tell me more about the poop emoji icon.
I'm getting there. And then the other thing you could do is make this note right now. Hit pause on your iPod if you're still using one. Good for you for hanging in there. 877-222-8323. Again, 877-222-8323. That is your way to call into this show live. And you could chat with us. We are going to have topics and segments that we'll do that will involve you guys as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
If you want to leave a voicemail, you can also leave us a voicemail that we will try to play on the show.
If you want to beatbox for us, that'd be sweet.
All right. I'm game.
Yeah.
And then be prepared for me to immediately backpedal on this, because I know that we have voracious fans of the Gamerland Podcast.
Voracious.
And I appreciate them, but I'm pretty sure that every minute that you leave a voicemail, Daddy pays some money. Here's what I learned also for the Dad Podcast as well. That's my number for the Dad Podcast. And what people would do is they would just call into the number from their phone, and it was their way of listening to the show live while they're driving in their car.
Oh, no. And so you were paying for them to listen?
Well, they weren't paying for data because it was a phone call, but I pay for every minute that they're on hold. So don't call in now. I'm giving you that mostly for the people who are listening to this as a podcast, so that you have the phone number.
Don't do that, because you can listen. Yeah, that's silly. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So poop emojis.
Yeah. So my emojis that I like, I'm a big fan of an eggplant. I will throw down an eggplant. I like
That's funny because I could have swore you said you would never do emojis. I've heard you on air say that emojis are not your thing.
But then I found out that they mean bad words.
Oh.
And that blew up my emoji game.
You've never sent me an emoji.
Because I've never had a bad word to say to you.
It's not true.
That's definitely true.
In our near 20 years of friendship. No,
well, how long
years
have emojis been around?
At least 10 of those.
At least 15. Been 2 years since I found out about the emoji. Here's
you
what happened.
You never sent me. I'll send you stickers, emojis. You'll even say, your emoji game is on point, sir. Nothing back. No, I was like, man, he is like...
It doesn't feel right for me, but I will do it as a bit because I like to do it where it's not supposed to be done. Like, if I want to call somebody a dick, I will throw down an emoji eggplant.
That makes you think of a dick.
Yes. Well, that's what it means now. Have you not heard this?
What?
Yeah. Wait, there's a very strong chance if you're making me the victim of your bit, there's a very strong chance that I've gone through my life not knowing. We've talked about it before. I recently learned what Netflix and chill means, okay? So I've been using that way inappropriately.
This whole time?
For a good chunk of my life until the last 3 months.
Do you want to come over and watch Netflix and chill?
Yeah. No, none of my kids' friends their parents wouldn't let them come over.
And those cops did, though. They were highly
motivated.
Oh my gosh,
but they did not want to watch Netflix.
I'm sorry.
They just want to talk and talk. No wonder I'm so behind on Stranger Things season 2. But
good choice. Well done.
So eggplant, I will throw down an eggplant emoji with a slam effect. And I like it because
do effects?
Yeah.
My mind is blown right now.
I will send an eggplant emoji with lasers. I like doing the lasers. My favorite is to send. Now the new iOS lets you, if I'm not mistaken, I've only done it one time. I'm very new to this. But I understand you could slam an eggplant emoji and have lasers
at the same time.
At the same time.
Finally.
But here's the thing.
That's the 37th letter of the alphabet.
It's fun. It's fun to be able to send that to someone else who has an iPhone.
Yeah.
But what is more fun? Is that when you send it to someone with a galaxy?
Yeah.
Because what it says is it shows the eggplant emoji and then it says sent with lasers, which they don't know what that means. And that makes me more happy than
I am baffled that you have been so emoji literate for so long and have never sent me one. And I won't leave.
I can't work them into my speech. I see them. Listen, Suri's trying to get me on board. She's doing all the nudging she can. Because now it's part of the auto speech. Like if I say money, it shows me the money bag.
What I also find just to be a crime against nature is that the Emoji Movie did better this year than Lego Ninjago.
Nuh-uh.
They made more money in the box office than Lego Ninjago. Is that not mind-blowing
or what?
That is a poop emoji right there.
What that is, yes. With lasers and confetti.
And like 12 eggplants. I wanted to say purple yam, and I knew that was wrong.
It is a purple yam. If you've got an issue and you're downstairs, you may want to get a penicillin shot. If you're rocking a purple yam, it's an STD that is much preferred to a purple russet potato. Nutritionally.
On the East Coast, they call them sweet potatoes.
Oh, my bad. Here's the thing. When that happens, when the Emoji Movie is outgrossing Ninjago, then nobody gets to be mad anymore about when they say these stupid things that they just reference pop culture, like Battleship the Movie. Now we can't be mad. When we both go see even if you don't like Legos, you have to go see You cannot be a person on this planet and not be pleased with Lego Batman, the movie. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. Like, I will throw that eggplant emoji down with lasers. Oh, and by the way, there's a new one, too, in the iOS that it has a heart-shaped balloon that comes out of the very tip of my purple yam. And it's just magical for me. It really, the things I've learned from PTA moms is that evidently now the new the thumbs up, that is flipping the bird emoji.
Wow.
For kids.
We just decide these things.
And I was so confused because I go, but my phone has a flipping the bird emoji that I can send to people. And they said, nope, that's so you could send it safe that way if a teacher sees it or something like that. That now thumbs up really means F you. And so then I said, if I put it, I was making some kind of an anal joke or something like that. And I sent this
at your PTA meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, it was via text with one of the PTA moms.
Yeah.
And I sent her a black thumbs up. with some kind of emoji that I think was supposed to. She was saying I was making her laugh, and everybody was wondering why she was laughing at her phone. And she goes, "I don't think I could share with these people the conversation I'm having with you."
Yep. And I said, "Purple yam."
Yeah, I said, "Why are these guys so uptight?" I go, "Evidently, they need a black." I put a black thumbs up with a purple yam up their A, and that'll loosen them up.
You had other things you wanted to talk about before we go to the break, though.
But we can keep going on the emoji thing, but
we got to move on. I'm jealous.
Have I satiated your emoji-ness?
I'm just jealous that I've never gotten an emoji. I think it's all like. Right. We're so close that our relationship is beyond emojis, except for me. And
yeah, I don't use them
the time.
It's not like I've sent an emoji to my wife.
Interesting.
You know what I don't like too, and then I will get off this subject. Is that I don't like the J thing at the end of the email. Is that
sure.
I don't even know what the hell that means, and because when my name's Justin and everybody just signs off their email with a J, and I go, Natalie, do you know you're sending me a J at the end of every? She's like, yeah, that's what you do. I go, no, it's not. I've never done that.
Meaning like at the bottom of her email, she's writing a J? Why?
You've never seen this?
I thought it was an emoji that didn't get translated over properly.
That's what I thought. I said, are you trying to send me emoji? Yeah. She goes, well, it's kind of like an emoji. It's like it's supposed to be like a little half smile. Like, here you go.
Oh, that symbol. Yeah.
But it's
a
letter J. It's a capitalized J.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then,
that's dumb.
Yeah. And I thought it was just my crazy wife.
Nope.
But then I started getting them at work for people, like little.
It's a snake eating itself, because remember, ASCII has been around since forever. For as long as there have been QWERTY keyboards, people have been making images and things out of the pictures, ASCII stuff. So you know now you try to make penises and things out of
out of the characters.
Yeah. So now it's full circle.
Yeah,
you got the world. You have an entire alphabet of emojis. The iOS has every flag on Earth. And yet you're using capital odd J for a smiley face.
Yes. And it confuses stupid people like me. I don't understand what you're trying to talk to me about. Yep. I wanted to play this for you. This is something that I found. Oh, let's get to this. Let's get this news stuff out of the way first.
And now the news.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Ooh, I have a thing. Let's see if I have it right here.
Wait, do I do it again?
Oh, it's your God. What happened?
Oh, that was so loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Was that hot?
We'll put a pad on it.
Let's try again.
Oh, my God.
Is that better?
I don't know.
Is that better here?
It's still loud.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I apologize for everybody listening live. I apologize. All right. Well, okay. Well, the level will sit here from now on. Is that better?
That's better. That's very better. Oh, man, that was painful.
Everything is padded now, all right? So it's going to be safe. Let's just, I want to test something here.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
Is that too loud? We're okay on a level set.
Yeah,
there?
Thanks, Teresa.
Okay, is it better here?
Yeah. Touch the Muppet Baby.
Or here?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
Number one.
Okay, good. Sorry. So you are not a Black Friday person.
No, I do not believe in Black Friday. In old school times, back before the internet, it was so daunting to get up super early in the morning and go do the Black Friday thing. It seemed like a waste of a day off to me. I'm like, we all have the day off.
Yeah.
Why do I want to wake up at 4 a.m. to go shopping? And now with cyber deals and stuff, I'll find myself doing some
you
of that
do a
shopping.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, or I will go like later in the afternoon or something. It's much more, it's so widespread now. But you remember back in the day, it was intense. That early morning stuff. So now, like, I've been to Best Buy on Black Friday and stuff, but not at 5 a.m. And I've definitely bought stuff on Amazon over Black Friday weekend. But
see, and
it's not a religion to me. I used to joke that Thanksgiving was going to become Black Friday Eve. So we'd eventually just celebrate Black Friday.
Well, when they started opening Targets and stuff up on Thursday.
On Thanksgiving Day. And so that's what I do. I make every effort not to frequent a store on Thanksgiving, because I think, you know, everybody will walk in, like Kat, when she'd work at Starbucks, would she hear people come up and be like, oh, I'm so sorry you have to work on Thanksgiving. She's like, it's your fault. I'm here because of you. I don't think that was her, but we commiserated over that together. Like, if you feel bad for them, don't go into the store.
In the chat room, live at mixlr.com/gamerland, they have started I guess some, I don't know what you would call it, a fund, if you would, but it's not really money. It's one heart. See, in the chat room, you can heart things, and it's one heart equals one prayer for retail workers on Black Friday.
Oh, thank you. Them, that's very thoughtful. That's
well, here's some Black Friday deals that were just announced that Target is going to have. They have not announced Best Buy or GameStop's deals yet, but $35, you could get Assassin's Creed Origins, cool. The Sims 4, W2K. What is W2K18? Is that that's got to be the wrestling thing? That's why I don't know what that is. Yeah. Need for Speed Payback. You could get W2K18 again, evidently, based on this listing here.
That's awesome.
NHL 18, Forza Horizon 7, Battlefield 1, Super Bomberman R. Maybe that's an emoji that they failed on.
Probably, yeah.
For $30, these are obviously older games: Madden 18, Overwatch, Middle Earth, Shadow of War, South Park.
Shadow of War? No, that is a newer.
That's new.
That's. That's the game I saw at E3 that it blew my mind. That's the new one.
Oh, I'm getting it mixed up with the one that I want to play.
Destiny.
No.
Destiny 2.
No.
Destiny
3. This is
going to
be great.
Does it have the word Destiny?
No, it's the one that was that you, it was, I was either this game or New Horizon, Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
It was the
Destiny.
It's like Skyrim, but this is the worst. This is some good podcasting.
It's like Monster Hunter.
I thought it was
Destiny.
Shadows of something or
Shadow.
This stupid Middle Earth Shadows of War. Somebody's screaming it in the chat room.
Horizon Zero Destiny.
No, it's the Skyrim. It's like Skyrim, but it's newer.
Yeah,
and it takes forever. Destiny play. Reach. I hate all of you in the chat room too. I hope
it's
there's a delay.
It's a fantasy based game.
Yes. And Mordor or Odor. It's like it's based in the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. That's it.
That's Middle Earth Shadow of War.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's not just didn't come out just recently.
It's a sequel.
That one. What's the prequel to that one?
Oh, you mean the first one?
Yeah.
Shadow of War. What's this one called?
Middle Earth Shadow of War.
The first one is not called Shadow of War. It's Battle for Middle Earth.
Somebody said, oh, Shadow of War. Yes, I hate them. I hate everyone. I hate everyone involved in this show. Destiny 5, Seabark, you're out of the chat room. You're gone. You're gone. Mordor.
Yeah, Shadow of Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor. Yeah. There we go.
They're very. I said
Thank
Mordor.
You, Matthew.
I, no.
Thank
roll,
you, Matthew.
Roll back the tape. I said Mordor.
We don't have that technology.
I might have said Middle Earth.
South Park, The Fractured Butthole, but it's Fractured Butthole. It's a play on words that they do in comedy.
Oh, sure.
Just Dance 18. Jeez. How many before we get the hint?
I haven't played since the 14. I think it's the year, my friend.
Just Dance 18 for Nintendo Switch. Oh, I guess for some reason I thought that was a DS. You're like, how am I shaking my Game Boy?
It's for the year, for 2018.
Madden 18. Oh, that's embarrassing that I didn't put that together.
It's okay.
NBA 2K18, FIFA 18,
The
Evil Within 2.
It's the year 18.
Destiny 2, thank you.
That's because it's
everybody
the year
get
two.
Out of the chat room. It was over. We made it four
Destiny,
episodes.
Wait, now Destiny 2 is on there. How much is it?
$30.
Where?
At Target.
Is it which version?
I don't know. It just says Destiny 2, Wolfenstein 2.
I will not. Wolfenstein 2 is one of the greatest reviewed games yet of all time today. So that game looks great. We should consider that one as well.
All right.
We are going to do nothing next year.
I know.
These games.
$25, you can get Ghost Recon Wildlands, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, which is only a year old.
I kind of feel like they play like bingo with names where they just drop. What was the one before?
Advanced Warfare.
So they're just like, I don't know.
And then there's Ghost Recon 2.
Yeah,
like,
Advanced Tactical Ultra.
But if you're here's the thing.
Bionic.
I think you and I are ancillary, like, or... We're Call of Duty adjacent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're in the suburbs of Call of Duty. It's like, I get an idea of what they're doing in the cool part of town, but...
Yeah. I wasn't invited to that party.
Because I think that
I
every time... It's
I
just
was.
Like somebody who's new to this show and hears me say something like Extreme Disney. They don't know why they should laugh at that.
But they know it's funny because of delivery.
It's so... But when they say things like Infinite Warfare or Advanced Warfare, I think it's calling back like, hey, now we've jumped back to this timeline. Because I don't know why. I'm not really excited about going back to... It's so stupid. And it's why Nerd Rage exists, because it's like a virus I carry within me.
Yeah.
When they said they're going back to World War II, I was like, yeah, but why? But when they're jumping around and flying, I'm like, Yeah, but why? Like, why can't we just run into jungle and shoot each other?
Mm.
You know, like the good old days.
Good questions. Didn't that franchise have Kevin Spacey in it?
Yep.
Is that too soon?
No.
Let's move on.
Injustice 2, Crash Bandicoot, insane trilogy.
Yeah.
Just Dance 2018. See how they write that when they do Wii? When they do the Switch,
you know,
they don't got time for that. Switch is for millennials, evidently.
Good job, Grandpa. I'm glad you caught on.
I'm going to figure this out. Grand Theft Auto 5, that's where you rob a whore. Lego Ninjago the movie didn't do as good as the Emoji Game.
I play the Emoji Game every
purple
day.
Purple yam with lasers.
Grandpa, no, please. Stop putting the purple damn.
What were you saying? You played the what?
I was making an emoji joke to Grandpa, good. But then you got to a better joke, and so I played with that one instead.
Horizon Zero Dawn and Tekken 7. $15. Man, I only thought there was just a few of these. For Honor, evidently not enough money for more titles. Forza Horizon 3, Resident Evil, Biohazard.
These are insane.
The Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim Special Edition.
Mm.
Final Fantasy 15, Watch Dogs 2, which is a great game.
Did you say Vinyl Fantasy?
Yeah.
It's Vinyl.
It's like Just Dance, but you have to find a record player.
You might need to go back and reread all of these. I don't think any of these are legit games.
Final Fantasy.
If it's Vinyl Fantasy.
Vinyl Fantasy.
Wait, it didn't say Modern Warfare. It's
Walk Dogs 2.
Modern Warfare. What is this?
The Stage Show 17.
2KK. What?
Manual Transmission of War 4.
That doesn't say Grand Theft Auto. It says Grand Theft Auto of...
Coal Mining Craft.
Oh,
all of those are $15.
These are some bootleg janky jank.
Let's move on.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll take calls. Do you want to tell everybody what we're going to take calls on?
It's
going to happen when
it
happens live.
All
right, we'll be back right after this. Do you try on all your nice ideas? Do you try on all your nice ideas? Put some spotlight. The number to call, 877-222-8323. Lock it up in your phone. Put it in there, because guess what? It doesn't take up a ton of space just to have a phone, and then you don't have to memorize.
The phone number, you mean?
Yeah. What did I say? The phone?
You just said phone.
Thank you.
Because they take up like a whole pocket.
The phone does?
Yeah.
And they're getting bigger by the minute.
I saw one that was literally a phone booth.
I think that was a TARDIS. Yahtzee, come on.
How
come
cool
on,
would that
man.
Be? Why are there not TARDISes?
Like real TARDISes?
Yeah. No.
I think they have them. They're called phone booths in England.
But they're not. The TARDISes are a police box. They're not a phone booth. That, unless you're watching Community and they're knockoff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I thought a police box and a phone box was the same thing in England.
Oh, no. They used to be to take drunkards and then they'd lock them up in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
They live exciting lives, those Englanders.
Well, when they didn't have guns, that's what they did. They used billy clubs.
Do I sound like a wear a sweater vest?
The TARDIS does.
Yeah. So you could call in 877-222-8323.
Has anybody called in now?
No, because I'm not speaking correctly, or which is probably most likely.
So
to be
you're going to call in now because we're going to play a new game that I invented yesterday called Stump.
Ooh.
This
is going to be a very quick game.
It's going to be great. So the game of Stump has nothing to do with the purple yam that Justin was mentioning earlier. I have a question that I'm going to pose to both you and Justin, my guess is that you, the caller, will get it right. And if you do, you get to ask us a question and try to stump us. In future editions, both Justin and I will prepare stumpable questions that we will play against each other and you. If you get it right, the prize is you get to ask us a question.
Oh, all right.
So
we've got our first caller.
All right.
They should be on. If I've clicked this link correctly, they should be on with us now. Who is this? Hello.
Hey, it's Matt. What's up?
Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Matt was our original guest for many of you already know, our original guest on Blog Talk Radio Test Show.
I do remember that.
That was a podcast we did for a few minutes.
On my Twitter bio.
I saw your picture. You thank you for sending that.
Wow, he is a man of honor.
All right, let's do this stump thing. How does it work?
So, Matt, did you hear the rules to stump?
I got the gist of it, so it's basically like a really tough question, and if I
today
get it,
for
I get
our
to ask a question,
yeah, that's right. If you can get it right,
sorry, I got it. You gotta let him go.
That was impressive. So Justin's gonna get to answer Stump first because I don't think he'll get it right. And then you get to answer Stump. And if you don't get it right, then Justin just gets to ask his question.
All
right.
We'll
see if he has content. All right, Justin, here's your question for Stump. What is a Superboy?
A Superboy?
Yeah. Please tell me what a Superboy is. No Googling, Matt. No Googling. That's the first rule of Stump. No Googling, Justin.
A Superboy, I would assume, I want to say it's in the Mario villain world.
Okay.
And that it can't look like a turtle. It's got to look more like a ghost of some kind or maybe a mushroom person. Yeah. That's what I'm going
That's
with.
A very good guess. Do you have an sound effect in there?
Let's see. What do I?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
You're right. No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Oh, sorry, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Fun with drops. All right, Matt, same question. What is a Superboy?
A Superboy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's the kid that got lost in the soup section of a supermarket.
Oh.
Well, thanks for playing. Well,
I got nothing, man.
That's good. Well, gentlemen, I have great news for you. The Superboy is a portable Super Nintendo. So they have a controller that's about the size of a Vita, and it has a little LCD screen and old school buttons on top. It has actually controller docks on the top and then AV stuff. But here's the deal. You take your original Super Nintendo cartridges and jam it in the top of it, and you play them on your portable Super Nintendo called a Superboy.
I like that they assume that it is your original original cartridges, like you've held on to them long.
Yeah, people collect them all over. Here, and it can play in both NTC and PAL, so you can play your stuff from Japan if you have the old Famicom system, which was the Super Nintendo in Japan, or you can play the stuff from Europe, whatever. The cartridges look a little different. It has a headphone jack and an AV out, so you can connect it directly to your television, not with an HDMI cable, but the old school AV. The little red and white wires will connect directly into an old school HDMI TV or HDTV.
So the next time we do this, now I have to have a Stump question?
You need a Stump question right now because Matt didn't get it. And
oh, I have to have a Stump question now.
Yeah. So,
oh, man. Okay. All right. Matt, let's see.
Matt, be prepared for your Stump question.
I want to try something here because I'm angry. This time that we're having with Matt on the phone is reminding me of a time that we had an Australian. Let's see. All right. That's just making somebody call. We had, remember that kid that we had on, I think from Australia, and he kept going, hello?
Yeah, that was the
and
worst.
And I had that kid here.
Oh my God,
here,
I do remember that.
And I'm so mad that I can't find it, because all I have is this.
He's furious. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good.
Hello.
He's furiously typing numbers into his keypad here like he works at McDonald's and I've rung up six orders.
It's like driving. I used to say this when I worked at the radio station. It's like driving a ship. But I got to remember, that's a good sound effect for when we do these phone calls. If we ever call somebody. That's solid right
that's really
there.
Good. So what is your Stump question?
And it should be video game related, correct?
It could be within nerd culture. Nerd culture.
Nerd culture.
Wouldn't you agree, Matt?
I think so.
All right, thanks.
What would you say is your wheelhouse of nerd culture, Matt?
Oh, that's
good. I want you to win this. I want you to get this.
I think that's the future of Stump is that there are categories.
Ooh, I got one. I got one, and it's just like yours. It ties back to content.
Okay, great.
What is the name?
Quiet, Matt. No more talking.
Do you like Horizon Zero Dawn? Do you like that, Matt?
I've been trying to get back into it. I've been playing it for a little bit.
Okay, so, no spoilers. Someone's still...
Sorry, we lost Matt. We'll see how long it takes before that bit gets old.
Matt has been hung up more times.
So what is the name of the new DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn that is coming?
Am I answering this first or Kevin?
Oh, good call. He knows the game better than me, and I'm hosting the show.
It is called the new.
Did you see it?
I did see it. So I'm angry because I read that today.
Oh.
But I'm trying to pull up the name.
Oh, you really don't remember it?
I don't remember offhand. It is Horizon Zero Dawn. It's like Total Earth. That's my guess. Final answer.
Final answer. Total Earth. Yeah. All right, Matt.
I should have gone into the bingo. Advanced infinity.
I saw it. Oh, my God. I've been seeing it all day, and I'm always like, I haven't played the game. I don't want to look at the title. But what is it? Is it something Frozen? Frozen Wildlands, I want to say?
Yeah.
Ooh, Frozen Wildlands. Are we going to give it to him, judges?
That's right.
Oh, he got it.
Yeah, you're right.
The Frozen Wilds. The Frozen Wilds.
Did you Google that, Matt?
You can tell the truth.
I am pacing in my bedroom. No, I did not.
Oh, that's a lot of detail.
what? Is that too much for you to handle?
No, hey, a lot of detail saves me here, okay?
All right.
All right, Matt, you won Stump, so you may ask us a question.
What do you want to know, buddy?
You can stump us or bump us.
Am I asking you a stump question?
If you have one, or you may ask us a ring. It got funny again. It came back around.
God damn it.
Oh, dang. Oh, my God. Stump question. All right. Let me see. Oh, God. Now you put me on the spot. I didn't expect that. You know, I'll just ask you a fun question because I can't think of a stump one.
Do it. Okay. Go.
So I was recently at a convention. I was at New York Comic Con with a bunch of buddies. What would you say is like your favorite experience at like a big convention? I know you guys went to E3 and Comic Con. So what was like your favorite like experience that you got to have?
Can we get this wrong? Is it possible?
Yeah.
Will you hang up on us, Justin?
I mean, you could lie. You can lie to me, I guess. I won't know if you're right or wrong.
One time I was crowned. I was crowned queen of E3 one year. No, my favorite event at a convention is actually one of the highlights of my career. I was at E3 wandering the floor a few years back at the Sony booth, and I turned a corner, and there was 6.5 foot tall Sly Cooper standing there in full, you know, like a theme park event character. And I was like, yeah, it was so cool. And just me talking to him was a weird sensation to hear my voice and look at Sly Cooper at the same time. And I was like, oh yeah, this is really weird. And I kept telling him, you look like I sound. And I had some random people. I was like, can you take a picture with this guy? I do this guy's voice. And everybody was very happy for me. And so that, I framed that picture. It's a picture of me. I didn't.
I'm trying to think of when.
To you.
Yeah.
When did I like nerd out, like, or have a freak out fanboy moment? I remember the first time that I kind of was like, oh, Comic-Con is for real.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were walking by and it was like you look to your left and there was like a mob around it, but you look to the left and there was Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And I think I was there when Oblivion was coming out, or wow, something like that.
That's a pretty big deal.
And I remember that.
Do you remember when we did security for that band boy for Nickelodeon, or the boy band that,
was this
out in Ventura? You and I drove out there to do an event for Nickelodeon. Uh-huh. And I want to say like Menudo 2.0 was up there.
Sounds about it. Probably was actually Menudo 2.0.
Yeah, I think of what. Do you remember this? And we were there, and they were signing, and we were the line security of like blocking. And I'm not their demographic, so I had no idea who these people were, and they were like. These fans were over the moon for these people, and literally having to like, okay, all right.
Everybody relax.
Next.
Relax.
Next person.
Yeah, I think that's the only time. I mean, the my favorite Comic-Con moment for me personally, I mean, the only time I went to that I can. Yeah, those are the because when we went to E3, it was cool. Don't get me wrong. Like when I got to play Madden and I was sitting there, and then there was another person I was playing with.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of beat him a little bit. Yes,
you beat him.
Oh, I did. Was
he
it
was
bad?
Pretty upset,
but he was friendly. Like he was
it was cool. That's what E3 is like.
Yeah, but so that was a cool like gaming moment. But when I was at Comic-Con and I took Jacob, and he was 2 maybe. Harlequin costumes were big, and not the Suicide Squad Harlequin, but and then there was also this video game character that was like a volleyball, but it wasn't Dead or Alive or whatever that volleyball that always has the half-naked chicks. It was some other thing, and it was a chick with an oversized sledgehammer, I remember, in a Catholic schoolgirl outfit that looked Harlequin nearby, like adjacent, like a ripoff, a knockoff. But anyway.
It's a zombie thing.
Yeah.
Lollipop Chainsaw
was big.
Well done.
Well
good
done,
stuff.
Man.
Hey.
You just got yourself another question, Matt. No, so I had Jacob on my shoulders, and I think he was 3 or 4. Maybe I'm underestimating his age at 2, but he was walking around, but it was funny because we walk around the corner and we just see this chick with her cans half hanging out, mm-hmm. standing at the mid-level of a stairwell. And I know that he's so young that that's not what he's thinking, but I just sat there and I see this chick and I'm like, God, she's wearing like next to nothing. And it wasn't like I was like, yeah, hubba hubba. It was just I was like, wow. And he goes, I really like Comic-Con, Dad. And I said, me too, son. Me too.
Now, I'm racking my brain. Was that Jessica Nigiri? Did you see her as Lollipop Chainsaw?
No. It was a thing where everybody was dressed up.
Oh, okay.
Lollipop Chainsaw this year.
See.
It was like the new Leia slave outfit costume.
She was a Lollipop Chainsaw for some event. They brought her in to cosplay as like a booth babe as Lollipop Chainsaw.
I'm sure I maybe came across that lady based on the picture.
But she's
you're
a famous
me.
Cosplayer, is what I'm saying. That gal is like the premier.
Oh, wait, hold on.
She's the one that also was sexy Pikachu way back in the day.
That was not the one that we were looking at, but I feel like I did see again.
That character.
I don't know how to describe it for people listening, but it's
she's
basically
a Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah, it's a fit chick in no clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. What else do you want?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer on steroids is the idea of Lollipop Chainsaw. Matt, thank you for being stumped with us.
Well done, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye. Well, he hung up on us.
Oh, that was super rude. Oh, man.
I'm so angry that I can't find... Hello? I'm going to, as soon as this episode is done, in fact, maybe in this commercial break, I will be looking
when we come back,
for this.
Tyria talk, news from Tyria.
Oh, no.
You're going to love it. I have
news from Tyria.
Whole more reasons for you to play the game with me.
Oh, yeah.
My best friend. I'm going to send you emojis the whole time we play. More after this. That's a sweet song. I like that one.
Yeah, Weezer. Feels like summer.
Those guys, they do nothing wrong.
Oh, my gosh, they're so good. Yeah. They are outstanding. All right, are we going like straight into news from Tyria? Is that what you're saying to me? Is that what's happening?
I don't know. You're in charge of the audio.
Yeah, now go.
It's time for Tales from Tyria. Karina North and her guild, Plute, the planet of Pluto. When we last left off, Karina and her plucky guild. Actually, I finished the newest campaign this week, just yesterday.
Now, the campaigns, news from Tyria. Tyria is the world of Guild Wars 2.
Guild Wars 2, and my character that I have sunk thousands of hours of my life into over the past 5 years, plus 7 years before that in Guild Wars 1. So both my mains have always been named Karina North,
mm-hmm.
Human Elementalists, the power of controlling Earth, Wind, Fire, and another one, water.
And it's my question is, Guild Wars 2, is it like there's just a new DLC that comes out every month? How do they do it?
What's fun for Guild Wars 2 and a little different than other games is that they have the core game that they released, and then they do Living World episodes. So and they've experimented a couple ways, and what they've landed on, what we do now, is that in between expansions, they have just free episodes that come out. So every like 2 weeks, if you're live, As long as you log in, you get access to this chapter in the story, and it has its own like little narrative and little missions that you do that are separate from the world, and they tell the story of what happens between the campaign and the next expansion. The expansion costs $30 each. There's two of them. And since they've released the very first expansion, the original game is free to play.
Oh.
So they took this entire enormous game, and it's now just free to play. And when new people join, if they want to do the expansions, you spend the $30 on either expansion for one or the other. And you automatically get a level up character or a level up token. And this is what's the best part about Guild Wars is that if you did want to join me and play all the new
hypothetically fights, speaking, not like
happen.
That this is the objective of this whole segment
or what's going to happen tomorrow when you get a new laptop. But they so when you join, instead of having to like grind your character or play all the content that I've already done several times over, you can immediately take one character and graduate him or her to the level 80, which is the max, and be able to immediately jump into the newest content.
I have to pay extra to do this.
You have to buy one of the campaigns. But if
so, I get the free game.
You get the original,
and then I buy essentially what is in console world a DLC.
It's a shade more than a DLC. It is. It's another game that's like stacked on top of the original game.
Okay,
it's an expansion.
So a DLC. That's another thing I noticed as I was reading the review of the Frozen Wilds is that they're doing this thing where they're just trying to make a little bit more money.
Well, they take existing games, they build game. I mean, that's what they did with Destiny. They built a game, and then Activision went in and like, let's cut this up and sell it in departments and make more bucks off of it. That's not the case here. It's actually the opposite of that. Every time that they ask you to deliver to pay more money for content, it is almost an overwhelming amount of new content.
Percentage of Kevin Miller's gaming time.
Too much.
How much of it is spent in Guild Wars versus any other game? How big is that pie?
It depends on the season. Right now, since the new expansions come out, it's been like 80-90% Guild Wars 2. Yeah.
Does your wife still have a character?
She does in my account. I keep it there because it makes me laugh. She has her own account now because they're free.
Uh-huh.
But my son has always had an account since they started releasing chapters and it mattered that you logged in. We've talked about this before on the show. I log in for him every day. He has a paid account. And so he's accruing years now worth of level up stuff. And
has he even played the game?
I've let it. He's just now learning how to use a mouse, thanks to your suggestion that young children should learn how to use a mouse. So he's gotten to like press the space bar and let him jump around and stuff. So we're getting there. Tonight before going to bed, I think in a tactic to stall going to sleep, he said, "Dad, do you want to tell me about Guild Wars?"
Kid is brilliant.
And I said, "Do you want to learn about the professions?" He said, "Yeah, and how about you tell me a new profession every night?"
You know what you have to do? Just to work out the muscles in the back of your wife's ocular sockets.
Yeah.
Is you have to say, "Well, yes, son, yeah," you know, just completely fall for it. Just so she could get a good eye roll.
Oh, I see. Got it. Yeah.
Just get a full
spin. Why don't we go play Guild Wars now? Okay. I mean, they'll do anything instead of go to sleep. So I beat the main campaign. It's been out for several months, but I finally got to the end of it.
So you finish with the game, then there's no need for me to join.
There's never a reason to join. Opposite of that.
What?
Nothing could be further from the truth because there are 9 different professions to play. 5 different races that you can do in combination with that. There's so much more to explore. But here's the fun part. Once I finish the main campaign. Oh, so in the new expansion, they always give you something more to do in the games. And this one, mounts are finally a thing. So you finally get to ride creatures throughout all of Tyria because whatever you do in one expansion affects the rest of the game. In the first expansion, we got gliders, so we're able to drift through, like jump and then fly, glide down. In this one, we got mounts, which include raptors that you can ride on the back of dinosaurs, these jackal things that jump through, like blink, like Tracer on Overwatch. So after beating the campaign, I started to discover all over these, after enemies I'd defeat, they would drop little mysterious items, like a strange feather or a piece of fur that was so remarkable to my character's inventory that it was like, I should probably take this to somebody. So later tonight when I go home and play, I have to go find Beastmaster or something or other. And I believe that Beastmaster is going to give me a quest to find the elusive Griffin, that I will be able to mount a flying creature and hop and float around the land of Tyria.
How disappointed will you be if he just gives you two ferrets?
Probably disappointed. I haven't seen anybody on ferrets, so on one hand, I'd be like, I'm the guy that got the two ferrets. But I'm assuming in your analogy, I don't get to use them as a rideable mount, and I'm just like...
No, they're more just like there for comedic relief, and then eventually, if memory serves, they get killed in the movie.
Yeah, what movie is this?
Beastmaster. You don't remember this?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
Beastmaster.
No.
You had the two ferrets with the skin bat people.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That would wrap their wings around them and eat you alive.
Oh, that sounds fun.
How are things with your incinerator dagger?
It's pretty spectacular. With a mount, you can't see that I have it, so I do often dismount.
Oh, you don't have the trail of flames that flow?
When you're on a raptor, yeah. But you wouldn't want that. You're trying to escape enemies or move. You know, you don't need a trail behind you. But when in battle, you know, you jump off the mount because you can't fight on the back of a mount. They're for traveling. Mm-hmm. And then you can see that I have my flame trail behind me. But it's in tip-top position. It's pretty nice. And lots of characters can wield it, including my Hollow Smith. No, not my Hollow Smith. I'm sorry, chat room. None of you play the game.
Seriously, there are no fans of this?
None. I still, you can find me Karina North with a C. I play daily. You can even join my guild. It is Planet Pluto. We are short for PLUT.
What's a clan symbol for Planet Pluto?
It's a sad face. No, there's no symbol.
Why is it? Oh, because no one's in
no
it.
No longer a planet.
No.
Poor Planet Pluto.
I thought it was a Disney. Like, I thought you really liked the dog or something.
No. From Planet. Oh, man. Maybe that's why nobody joins my guild. This has been Tales from Tyria.
I just like in the chat room, it says, Guild Wars Jimmy. What is this now?
This is Heart of Thorns. This is the expansion, the first expansion.
Oh.
I was just trying to go on a higher note.
Oh.
Tales of Tyria!
Oh, wait, here, try this now. Watch this.
This has been Tales from Tyria. Actually, this is pretty sweet. This is something I would hear in the game. I am Mordranoff. Here to destroy the destroyers. That's pretty great. That's good. Thanks for coming, you all. Have a great dinner party. And when we're done, we'll probably have quesadillas. And creme brulee.
Hello?
Hello? Where'd he go?
Hello?
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 Okay, you don't talk when I'm talking. I'm talking, and then you talk.
Hello?
Ah.
Hello?
Guild Wars is a Rage Under trademark of Arena.net.
Hello?
Okay. I'm an idiot.
That was the best fun we've had in 2 minutes.
Quesadillas. Oh, we have more callers. Are we done with calling?
We can. You want to finish out the show with one caller?
We can. Well, we got two. We can bang them out real quick and then be
okay.
Done.
Okay.
All right. Let's see who we got here. Calling from the 256 area code. Who are you?
Roll Tide.
What's up?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Oh, it's Jimmy. Is this you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson, the famed NASCAR driver, is on the phone with us now.
One and only number 48.
Yes, indeedy. How are you, sir?
Hello? I'm turning left. How are you?
What were you calling in for?
I don't know. They just said you were live, and they said I should call in, so I did.
Nailed it. Next caller, please.
So that's you just want to call and say hi?
I actually have been listening, though. I didn't know that you still played Guild Wars, Kevin.
Every day. Yeah, you're in my guild, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's probably got some like 675 inactive days beside it or something.
Yeah, I'll look it up tonight. I'll tell you. What's your screen name? What's your character name? Which one are you?
I think it's Crimson A.
Oh, yeah. I'll take a look.
Crimson A, I think.
It's Crimsonade. You just add a little sugar and a little packet of Crimsonade, some water.
All right, is that all you wanted, Jimmy?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, man. It was nice talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Okay, bye.
All right, make sure to watch me on TV.
What are you going to be on TV?
It's NASCAR. This is your bet.
Like every day there's a, like probably in Talladega.
Oh, I'm mad at myself now. Bye, Jimmy.
It's late. Daylight savings time ended, so it's actually very late.
Yeah, it's very late here. All right, let's do this one here. Who do we got? 661 area code. Who is this?
Hello, my sir. This is Corbin McClendon.
Hello, Corbin.
I have been I've been listening to your guys' podcast for quite a while now.
We've been on the air for about an hour.
Yeah.
So that would add
up. Oh yeah. No, I've been listening. and how I discovered the podcast was I was watching, it was something like 107 facts about Sly Cooper, and it brought up your guys' podcast, and I was like, no way, no freaking way. And I had just gotten into listening to podcasts and everything, so I was like,
was that so a true like, fact? Did we really have a podcast?
I think so. Would you be able to tell me?
I think so too.
I need a little bit of fact check.
What were some of the other facts? If they were really stretching, but I guess you need to stretch if you have over 100 facts about Sly Cooper. I think I've seen that video.
That was about 4 months ago. I do not remember.
I think I've seen the video, and he tells you that they go so into such details. He said that during development, they decided that anything thiefier wins. If they're stuck between two choices, anything thiefier wins. That's probably about the time I stopped listening to it, because I was like, man, that's that's a fact.
It was like fact number 40 something. It was like number 40 something.
Yeah, somewhere in
there. So I don't remember. It was so much.
I guess anything that is true is a fact.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please, you.
Hello?
Oh, thank you so much. oh man.
Hello, how are you today?
That episode recently too. Absolutely hello?
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Stink me.
Hello?
All right, let him ask his question.
No, I started out hating Sly. Actually,
what?
Yeah.
What?
I remember vividly when I was 7 years old watching the commercial for Sly 2 Band of Thieves. And I was like, that looks so dumb.
How dare you? That's the actual ad in which I'm in. That's the commercial that actually has our voices in it. It's not just gameplay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember it so vividly. And do you guys remember Gamefly?
Sure.
You guys remember
that? Yeah. It's still around,
like,
right?
Send you games in the mail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother got the third one on Gamefly, and I played through it, and here we are. I have platinumed Sly 1, 2, and 3 on PlayStation. I'm about to platinum the fourth one.
You know, I find that's often common. I've experienced that too. When I've seen a commercial or heard something, I have an emotional reaction to it initially that is very negative, and then later I'll find out that I'm actually a super fan for it. That happened to me for Skylanders. The first time I saw it, I was like, that looks ridiculous,
me
like a
too.
Burger King toy. Hey, and now
too.
I own
I
every
it,
one of them.
Skylanders at my friend's house, and it actually is really fun.
It's a great game.
I've played it at my friend's house. It's great.
I think it's a good tip if you're in the dating scene, that if you see somebody that you're repulsed by, you might mean you're going to end up marrying them. Could be a piece of wisdom.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's probably happened to me before. I think it's happened to me before.
You've been married?
But we're not going to get into that. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. I'm glad you platinumed both those games.
It was so great that you guys could take my call. I'm just out here doing laundry. Just out here at the laundromat.
That's what we aim for.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks, have a good night, man.
Okay, bye. It's funny because you can hear him still trying to talk through it because you haven't actually – you played the drop before you hung up on
it. So I'm going to get better at it, but this is
– can't you just do both at once? Like,
well, here's what happened. Yeah. I hit the drop, but it takes a second for it to go through.
Sure,
I got to learn to – anticipate it, then hang up.
Okay, we just need like 12 people to call in right now so Justin can hang
so
up.
So I
can
just practice.
Just kidding. Was there anything else you wanted to say before we close the show?
I think I got to everything I wanted to. We might go into this news thing I found next time.
Let's do it next time. So remember our mission statement for the show. We are going to be the number one show on iTunes. That only happens because you review us and tell 10 of your friends to tell 10 of their friends to listen to the show.
Absolutely true.
That is, and if we don't do that, we have failed as Cooperlings, as Cooper Nation.
I like that title.
As Cooper Town.
Don't forget, you can go to Facebook.com/GamerlandPodcast or Facebook.com/SecondFunniest.
Both of those are true.
Follow us on Twitter at GamerlandPod.
Yes.
At SecondFunniest on the Twitter. Kevin is on Instagram at UnlockableMan.
Yep.
I'm on the Twitter at Justin Worsham, if you want.
He's also outside your house right now.
Yeah, don't worry about that. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin, this is Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye.